11
o'clock. It's only the 10 o'clock hour. Oh. It feels like the 11 o'clock hour.
God, we're way early today. We haven't started a 10 o'clock hour before 10:10 all week.
It's true, actually. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. This is because Matt Kunin, I think you've challenged him publicly, if I remember. I think it was you, right, that did this? That in the Hall of Fame, well, he'd been quiet
Matt
for a while.
Matt in West Bend has been, because I think Matt Kunin, I'm not going to say he's a shoo-in. He should be. He is one of the prohibitive favorites. If I'm prize-picking this, Matt Kunin's going to be in.
Yeah, he like his chances.
That's right.
He is not the Luka Doncic of our contestants or our nominees for the Wilde and Tausch Hall of Fame. The Packers are entering the restaurant at 9:58 and are going to have to pay a bigger tip as a result when it comes to Jordan Love.
It's a good tweet. I'm not going to disparage Matt Kunin. No, but let's be honest about this. The Green Bay Packers, they have another full year that their restaurant's open with Jordan Love as their main server. Let's not poo-poo that. And a matter of fact, they really have control for three more seasons if they want. Like, those are the facts of this situation. So if Russ Ball doesn't want to go to $56 million and Jordan Love isn't going to take less, and by the way, Jordan Love should not take a penny less than what Trevor Lawrence has. Not a penny less than what Trevor Lawrence has got. So if that's the case, it might get a little bit. It might get up to that point, but as of right now, the chuck wagon's open, baby. Jordan Love's going to be driving that chuck wagon. Or he's not going to – I mean, if the Packers want to play hardball, which they're not going to do, I don't believe that because I think they know and they understand how they should do business and they're going to get it done. But they're going to have to pay more than what Trevor Lawrence is making. I firmly believe that. Now, that doesn't mean the structure will be the same because Russ wins on structure. It's never about the average per year, which is what we all get caught up in. It really comes down to –
not all of us –
I'm just saying, I think a lot of us do. So the Matt Kunin thing with the 10-9-58, it's true if you believe that the deadline is July 22nd, which a lot of us do. The Packers can look at it and say, we want to get something done, but we can't go to 60. We can't. And if you want to Tannenbaum it, go for it. We're going to be more than happy to do it. Green Bay wants it done. Jordan wants it done. Is it going to come in at 56? I don't know. But after yesterday, you certainly think that's the way this is heading.
So are we – is this getting to be silly?
Which part?
Or is this just the cost of doing business in a league where this position decides your fate? Because
– Well, what do you mean silly? Why do you think it's silly?
Because I understand, and look, Brett Favre talked about this when he signed the first $100 million contract. I get it. It's the cost of doing business. But by the time we're done here, if Love and Tua and Dak all get contracts still, the best quarterback in football is going to be like the 10th highest paid quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is falling down the depth chart of contract pay at a alarming rate. And yes, I'm not naive. I understand that timing is everything. And that you're up when you're up, and the confluence of more money from the TV contracts and gambling and the cap going up and all that kind of good stuff is
Netflix,
coming together for these guys.
Peacock, all this other stuff. Yeah, and here's the thing. When I was on with Eric Bilstead on Wisconsin's Morning News, we were talking about this morning, and my point is, it is a luxury to have a guy that you're going to pay, and that has earned it. We're not thinking he's going to be Daniel Jones like we thought maybe last year he might be.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say I'm not thinking he's going to be Trevor Lawrence. I think he's better than Trevor Lawrence. I think most football analysts are going to look at it and say he is better than Trevor Lawrence. Now, does he have to prove it more and more? Absolutely he does. But right now, is there anybody in Packerland that doesn't think that Jordan Love is going to be an elite quarterback in this league? And if he is, Jason, I've said this 1,000 times, and if he's getting Jared Goff money, which is kind of what we thought, now it's Trevor Lawrence, and he plays like he did, that's the variable that everybody has to keep kind of going back and forth on, because it's only been one season, 10 really good games. If he's that good, this is going to look like a great contract
sure.
in 3 years.
You're happy to pay it.
And if it's not, my guess is Russ Ball have it structured that you'll find a way out of it and you'll be able to move on and you won't get crushed. Look at last year. You paid a quarterback 40-some million to not even be on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And you still had a very viable opportunity to go to a Super Bowl. You did. So it's the price of doing business. There's nothing silly. There's nothing silly about this. This is the NFL business.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL business is you don't have a quarterback you believe in, you ain't winning jack on a consistent basis. And everybody knows it. So, yes, it'd be great if you signed Jordan Love last year for $46 million. But you know what would happen? Jordan Love plays 2 years, you're going to rip that up and give him a new deal anyways.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this works.
I get
it. And you just mentioned Patrick Mahomes. You don't think they're going to rip his deal? If Patrick Mahomes really wants to force the issue, he'll go in and say, listen, man, this is crazy. Trevor Blank and Lawrence just got $55 million. You don't give me $60, I ain't playing. The Chiefs will say, all right, Patrick, we'll get you 60. And if you don't believe it, watch, because in the next 2 years, he'll be the highest-paid quarterback again. They redid his deal once already, and they'll redo it again. If he wins another Super Bowl, he might make $70 million. And you know what? The Chiefs will happily pay him that, because this is what you get when you have that guy. And we're hoping Jordan Love is close to that guy. And if he is, $55 million is child's play for the quarterback position if he's that good.
So you do not think that we have reached a tipping point where you did say, and you're right, you're not paying for past performance. You're paying for what you're expecting from that player in the future. But
yes.
You don't think we've reached a tipping point where we're paying guys. I mean, Daniel Jones was a mistake, right? They paid him.
All knew it was a mistake from the outside.
Right, and we don't know that with
this
one.
And by the way, the Giants knew it too, but they were forced. And that shows you the desperation. And by the way, if Daniel Jones is an average quarterback, he's only making $40 million. That's $15 a year less
right.
than Trevor Lawrence. That's
what I was just going to say. As bad as that contract seemed at the time,
it's not that bad anymore.
The way it's exploded, he's still not a very good quarterback, but at least you're not on the hook for $55 million. I mean, that's
exactly. And
is that not madness, though? Is that not
no,
a little bit of madness?
It's not. Jason, it's not, because it's all relative. It's like, and you wanted me to sit here and pout because all these players are making all this great money. No.
Well,
that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be that these guys keep making it, and hopefully they keep making it, and hopefully the NFL pension keeps going up, and everybody wins. That's the hope. So for Trevor Lawrence, does Jacksonville want to pay him this? Do they think he is ready for it? They hope. Because he's the number one overall pick and they think he'll get better, that's all great. But Daniel Jones, they can get out of Daniel Jones' contract, owe him nothing after next year. It's all about how it's
true.
Structured. And that's what I keep coming back to with Russ Ball deserves our trust. Because Russ Ball crushes his job. I've said this before. Russ Ball is the best at his job than anybody up in Green Bay. And I am the biggest goot stand you're going to find. Russ Ball,
true.
How many bad contracts? At D-Bock, it's unfortunate. It happened. Outside of D-Bock, how many other contracts have you looked at and said, ugh, oh, this has been brutal for the Green Bay Packers? In the time he's been the GM, or the player personnel finance
the,
dude.
The chief negotiator, yes.
Whatever.
I would say that
how
the
many of you
the
said,
Devondre
oh, my
Campbell,
God, is that brutal?
The Devondre Campbell
he got,
deal
he was
not
all
a good
pro.
Deal.
He was an all-pro, and you got out of it, and you just got a bunch of cap. He was, Jason. You don't have to like him because
he doesn't talk to you. No,
he was an all-pro.
No, don't do that now. Come on. No, he was not an all-pro once he got the contract. You said you're paying for future performance, not past performance. He was an all-pro, and then he was injured and not very good. I don't care that he was a jerk to me. He wasn't very good. and he only played 2 years of a 5-year deal. And yeah, they got cap space for this year. That cap space disappears for next year. And I understand the cap goes up every year. The bottom line is that was a bad deal. He didn't play up to the expectations. You did not get a return on your investment from him. And he was a malcontent. But well, other than that, yeah, it was great. Okay.
Fine, but you look at it, and he made nothing for the first 2 years, and he played. So you got to look
for
at
one,
it
first
on
one
a whole.
Year. Yeah, 1 year. He made $2 million when he was an All-Pro.
On a whole, Devondre Campbell, that's not some crippling, oh, my gosh,
not
what
crippling.
A horrible contract, because he still
played. You asked about bad contracts. His was bad.
It was
a mistake.
Bad. It was not great. Yeah.
It wasn't crippling. I think we can agree it was not a crippling contract.
I just look at it. It was not. It's not like you broke the bank to pay him. I think you gave him 15 guaranteed or something like that. It's not something that was, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. But, yes, I think that's another lesson learned in the we're not going to pay older players. I am going to be fascinated. The Kenny Clark scenario, I sensed when I heard Goody on Cheesehead TV, I sense Goody's not going to pay Kenny Clark. That was what I read into it.
Wow. I didn't see that part of the interview. Now I have to go back and look. I want to talk more about this because, again, you said it and very well. Everyone cares about the APY. The two things that matter and the one thing that matters within the other thing is the guarantees. How is it structured? Because it's great that it, and again, I don't understand, there's been some discrepancy on how much is guaranteed of this deal. $142 million guaranteed at signing. There's these kind of wordplay games going on. Fully guaranteed $142 million. $200 million not fully guaranteed. And those are the kind of games that you
look at Russell Wilson's contract. It was all that guaranteed, and you just assumed that it was all guaranteed because, well, they're not going to cut him and have $48 million in dead cap. And
right.
It turns out, yeah, they will.
Right.
So you know, you can look at it and just assume if you're a good player, it's all going to be guaranteed. But the 142 at signing, that's guaranteed because that cash is going into Associated Bank. It's going to be boom, boom.
And that would appear to be less than what Jared Goff got guaranteed based on the reporting about his contract. So, again, there's some interesting shenanigans going on, and what do those mean for Jordan Love? And I want to go back to the reality that even Goody, who staked his career on this quarterback selection, did something to protect himself that in some ways, because of the way Jordan Love played last year, and I'm not blaming Goody, I'm not ripping him for this, let me be very clear, but he hedged, and you know I love a good hedge, and now it's kind of come back to bite them because of how good Jordan Love was during the second half of the season. We'll talk about it while Tausch makes faces coming up next. I want to remind you, though, that Steinhoffel's Buy More, Save More sale continues. It is the final weekend of the Buy More, Save More sale at Steinhoffel's. It's the best time to get the new room you've been dreaming of because the more you buy, the more you're going to save. Buy more, save more. Get it? Save $100 when you spend $1,999 in addition to the great price you already got. Save $200 when you spend $2,999 and get $300 back when you spend $3,999, and you'll make your room even more affordable with Steinhoffel's 36-month 0% financing. It's great to see 0% financing opportunities coming back. Gina's got them. Steinhoffel's has got them. It's good to see. Great about the economy. The Buy More, Save More sale going on right now at Steinhoffel's, both in-store and online at steinhoffels.com. We'll continue our conversation about contracts next. It's Wilde and Tausch. I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild, and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar these days. I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh, I need more. So you make the best decision you can with the information you have at the time. So I'm not second-guessing Goody when I say this. It's just how it's worked out. But going into May of 2023, on this very program and elsewhere, we just assumed he was going to give Jordan Love the fifth-year option.
Yep.
Which would have paid him $20.3 million for this season.
How is that low?
Because the salary cap exploded and the price tag for quarterbacks exploded, but that was set over
a year ago. Yeah, but in fairness, Jason, Jordan was not going to play on 20.3, and Goody, they would have still done something new this year, even
right.
if they did the fifth-year option.
Right. But right now he's set to play on 11.
So
and
Goody
you just
won.
Said they can control
Goody
him.
Goody won if that's... Goody won, well, yeah, because you're still franchised. Goody actually got $9 million less than what the tag would have given
of what he's
option.
Scheduled to be paid this year. But do any of us really believe he's going to play this season on $11 million, other than Mike Tannenbaum?
I don't believe he will.
Okay, I don't either.
I'm telling
not
you
ruling
right
it
now,
out.
I do not think under any circumstance Jordan Love sits the season out. I just don't. I think he is not at that point in his career. So is he not? Is he going to sit out because the Packers haven't come up to his asking point? Is he willing? And we asked this with Aaron Rodgers when he was unhappy. Jordan Love's not even unhappy, not yet.
That's true.
If he's got to play at $11 million, if he's flying to Sao Paulo with $11 million, only making $11 million this year, he ain't going to be happy. His team ain't going to be happy. But will he sit out and not play, a la Sterling Sharp? No, I don't believe he will.
Okay.
So. Well, I don't think he will.
I agree.
I agree.
And I also, while I allow for the possibility of that occurring, of him playing on $11 million, I don't think that'll be the case. I still believe, based on the way people are talking, that they will get a deal done before training camp commences or right as it's
beginning. Do you think it changed yesterday? Do you think any of the dialogue that they've had was it changed by what Trevor Lawrence's contract came out as?
No, but I think it will be interesting when Russ Ball gets his hands. Because remember, you have to file these you know this, obviously, but not everyone does. These contracts are filed with the league, and then everyone has access to them in a database. So the rest of the NFL, including Russ Ball, will see the structure. And all the agents, including Jordan Love's agents. So that is all wide open. That is not redacted. So they will see. Again, I'm looking at some of these stories about Trevor Lawrence's contract, and it's $142 guaranteed at signing, $200 million guaranteed, but not fully guaranteed, which I don't – look, no offense. Everyone's trying to do their job. I'm not criticizing the Ian Rappaport's of the world
at
all.
Sounds like you're going to be.
No.
Sounds like a criticism.
But this is what agents do. This is part of the game, right? Is something guaranteed? Is it guaranteed or not?
Is the kitchen open or is it closed?
Right.
No. So it's guaranteed for injury only isn't really guaranteed.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Okay, good. We agree. And I'm not. That's the game. The games people play. Because they want to be able to say that they got Trevor Lawrence $55 million average per year and that he's tied with Joe Burrow. That's what agents want to do.
Yep.
So they succeeded, even though it's not really true entirely. And the guaranteed
but the bottom
money
line is the money is obscene regardless.
No doubt.
Now, if Trevor Lawrence plays and doesn't get hurt, he's going to, even if he gets hurt, he's got $142 million. Pretty good chunk of change. And I think Jordan Love, depending on how long his contract ends up being, it really does come down to that. And the Packers will fight on that much more than they'll fight if Jordan's team wants to kind of put a pelt up on the wall and say, we are now the highest paid quarterback in the league, which their team will want to have happen. If it's $55.1 million, okay. But if Russ Ball gets it where it's you're only getting 130 at signing and then, you know, for injury only, but that injury only, as we saw with Russell Wilson, you just bench the guy so he doesn't get injured. And then they can just get rid of him. And they don't have to pay that big bonus in March. That's what happened with Russ. Mm-hmm. Now he's playing for $1.2 million up in
mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part of this that gets strayed and gets manipulated mm-hmm. so that everybody seems like they win. And the teams don't care if it's all this, because all the team really cares about is how much do we have to give you now and how can we get out of it if you stink?
Right. You're
That's
right.
what they care about.
1,000,000%. So you can, they don't care what the agents want to say the contract is. And they can put in funny money to make it look like it's bigger than it is. Again, I haven't seen it. It is not officially filed with the league. He has agreed to it, Trevor Lawrence has, so we'll have to wait and see. But my point, Tausch, is they made a decision when they could have given him the fifth-year option, which most importantly would have left the door open for them to have done an extension when he started playing really well late last season and gotten him for a lot less that they're going to pay now. That's all. And
now,
again,
that point is astute. And the fact that they didn't do that and the fact that both sides hedged lets you kind of know where Jordan's head's at. That's the interesting part of this. So the Packers would have, I don't have a doubt in my mind, after that Kansas City game, Detroit, you started seeing it, Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You started seeing what you wanted. That's where you go pounce. And you probably could get him for less than 50 a year at that point. And then you're wrapped up, and you have a year or two to, you know, let it kind of fester. And then eventually Jordan Love's going to say, I want more money because
right.
I'm outplaying this deal. And
right.
you pay him because he's your quarterback. So that's the component to this. It's not about, well, Goody did this. No, a $20 million, $11 million. It's a fact I didn't know when I gave my guarantee of Jordan Love getting paid on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I don't fully understand why you have to wait a year. If you want to re-sign and they want you to re-sign, you should be able to work it out. I don't get it's more so people don't hold out, I'm sure, is why they do that.
Uh-huh.
But Jordan Love last year, if you went to him before the Jared Goff contract and all the other, and this is something the Packers have been great at. When it comes, you look at Elgton Jenkins, his mm-hmm. contract is very good value for the Green Bay Packers. I think you could probably look
no
at
doubt.
A bunch of other guys. When you do it early, the Philadelphia Eagles have been great at it. Dallas does it the other way. Keep proving it, and we'll pay you top dollar. And then we're going to end up having to let you go because we don't have any money and we can't sign this. Blah, blah, blah. So the Packers have that plan, and that is the part of this whole conversation. If you want to say that Brian Gutekunst made a mistake, nothing would make any sense unless you said, well, this limited their flexibility to sign Jordan earlier. And obviously when you sign him early, but would you have? Did you have enough proof that you thought he was great? I would argue after that Kansas City game last year, you could say yes, get it done, knock it out, sign him up, and get this thing so you're not having a full off season. And I'll tell Goody, thank you, because it's given us a lot of fodder
no
to
doubt.
Discuss because he hasn't.
But this again, underscores the fact that not even Brian Gutekunst himself, who drafted Jordan Love, knew that Jordan Love was going to be as good as Jordan Love was in the second half of last season. He hoped,
mm-hmm.
but the quote, and I said this to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, when I'm old and senile and retired from covering this team, I still believe this quote will always be stuck in my brain. When Brian Gutekunst said at the podium at Lambeau Field leading up to the draft, after he traded Rodgers, we shifted gears and asked questions about Love and the fifth-year option a year ago, and he said, Bill Huber asked him, why wouldn't you just give him the fifth-year option? Quote, that's a lot to pay a guy who hasn't played. And that's the guy who drafted him who said that.
Quote. Say that again, because I'm going to quote tweet you like you quote tweeted me. That's a lot to pay a guy.
Well, yeah, but it's not me who hasn't played.
No, but you're quoting his quote.
Quoting.
That's
quote.
A lot to pay a guy.
Who hasn't played? Let me double check my story so I make sure I have that exactly right. But the bottom line is, he didn't know either, and now it's going to cost them more. But there's nothing wrong with that. I praised him for finding the hedgy decision that hey, if Jordan Love sucks, you're not on the hook for $20 million guaranteed in 2024.
Yeah,
it was the right decision.
In fairness, In fairness, Jordan ended up getting more guaranteed money last year than he would have.
Right.
So I guess the only part of this that doesn't make sense to me is why the Packers couldn't at Thanksgiving or at Christmas last year say, oh, Jordan, we have a beautiful little present we want to put under your tree, and I think you should make sure you open it because it's very, very fulfilling for you and your family's life with $140 or $150 million in guarantees, and the league doesn't allow it, doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
Was that the elves that you were doing an impression of there? Very special gift.
Fulfilled wasn't necessarily the word I was looking for, but a bountiful present full of
It did sound very elfy. It did. It did sound like he was channeling his inner elf.
Sienta has a very special gift for Jordan Love.
The precise quote is, it's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't played. It's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't played. That's right.
I'll let you quote tweet that because I'll that quote, is an interesting that quote. The fact that you remembered it almost verbatim and almost. You think back at it, and now it's always easy to sit from the cheap seats and make these decisions.
Yep.
I think Goody handled it well, and I think if that stupid rule wasn't in place, I think Russ Ball would have maneuvered and got a contract done before the season ended last year, and
I agree.
Think Jordan Love would have taken
it. I agree. And it would have been like Aaron Rodgers, who signed an extension 7 games into his time as a starter and was underpaid by 2010.
This would have been 13 or 14 games into Jordan's career because they would not have given him that money after 7.
No. No, they wouldn't have. They were looking pretty smart with their hedgy contract that they signed him to. They should have dreamed fearlessly. Instead, they insured carefully. But with AmFam, you can do both.
Oh, folks, it's that time of the year again. Nobody tailgates like Brewers fans. What if I told you that American Family Insurance can help take your tailgating to the next level? Enter the Superfan Tailgate Sweepstakes for an all-expenses-paid day at American Family Field. This part is unbelievable. We all want our own chef, don't we? I think it'd be great. Have a chef around the house. Hey, whip me up some eggs. Personal chef for you and 5 friends at AmFam Field. You'll get field-level tickets, gift cards to some of your favorite spots at the stadium, and more. Go to AmFam.com/Brewers to enter today. No purchase is necessary. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Will they start doing made-to-order items even if there's 2 outs in the 9th inning? That's really the question.
I'm guessing end of 7, they probably start shutting it down like the the beer sale.
Not if Hugh's in charge.
Now, if you're in line and they get to the middle of the 7th inning, they don't say, well, you were here, it's good enough, they close it down. Hard deadlines. I think we need that more at restaurants. Hard deadlines.
Good thing we don't have hard deadlines on this show. We need to play trivia. Now, we have completely screwed up the schedule for trivia.
Yeah, yesterday. I'm sorry.
Thank you for taking responsibility.
Yeah, we got it all drafted up. All I had to do was, boop, send it over. Didn't do it.
So we had Hunter's upside-down Wisconsin trivia.
Yeah,
like
that
he
was
had
weird.
The easy question at the end.
I listened back on Wisconsin On Demand. That was weird. Like, that was all out of the game.
But it wasn't his worst performance.
No, definitely not.
Not even close.
I didn't even know there was a Plainfield, Wisconsin. I only knew Plainfield, Illinois.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. Of course,
it's
you have
right
no
off of Highway 94 when you head up north. When you go up north.
Well, regardless, you have no room to criticize because you were supposed to send him a second set of questions, and you never did.
Would have been a great thing. Like, here's Hunter's questions. Here's Jesse's questions. Let's compare. Oh, how fun.
Would have been a fun little bit.
Yeah. So instead, we have Wisconsin geography questions and Ohio geography questions. Which is not the game. Sister state or not.
Yeah, Tausch loves him some Ohio.
Are the Brewers playing the Reds? Is that why we're doing Ohio?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Too bad they're Reds and not Pirates, because then we'd really have something going. All right, so callers 5 and 10. 5 and 10. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We will play trivia right away next. Caller 5 and caller 10. 844-770-3776. We'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch. trivia.
Let's go.
Wait, did we have an ineligible player earlier this week, or was that last
week? Last week we did.
Okay.
That was last week.
Because we got another one. And a first-time contestant also. So one of each. Let's get to trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. It is Jared in Madison. He is our first-time contestant. Jared, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Sky is blue, sun is shining, it's Friday, and I'm ready.
And you're playing trivia. What a dream come true for everyone. And then from Canada, Dare Hay, up there in Winnipeg.
Another potential Hoffer right here. Another Hoffer candidate that's going
to
be.
Going to have to expand
tricky,
the class.
Jason.
Yeah, I feel very confident that I know what I'm doing. And what I'm really looking forward to is making Josh in Heartland wait a year. Because he's still really mad about the...
Wow.
He's still really mad about
Snub.
The... about the Kringle? Jingle for your
he's
Kringle?
He's still mad about the Kringle, huh?
Well, it was might be it's his Kringle for a year. Kringle. Like, he's going to be mad all year, I would assume.
Yeah,
right.
So
he's already
it.
Mad. So
just
when he
like
wins?
The Packers, or the NFL won't let you sign a quarterback after a year if they sign a new deal. Same thing with Kringle. We can't give away Kringle until the year's up.
There you have it. It is the Klinkster... calling in from Canada, our Canadian correspondent. Klinkster, how are you?
Doing good, boys. Before I get cut off, like I did last time from Jesse, just want to say love you guys now.
Oh, good.
Love
good
you
thinking.
Guys.
Good thinking.
Love it.
Do you like Jesse?
Oh, I love Jesse.
Aw, I love you too, Klinkster.
enough of this.
It's so pleasant to talk
this
to you on the
really
phone.
Cute.
Yeah, I'm pleasant.
All right. Pleasant is definitely the first word that comes to mind. All right. So because we're doing something different and it's not both Wisconsin trivia, I'm going to make an executive decision here. One is Wisconsin. One is Ohio. So we will stick the Canadian with whatever's left over. Jared, do you want Wisconsin or do you want Ohio as your category?
Hey, born and bred here, lived here all my life, definitely going with Wisconsin.
All right, there you have it. All right. Klinkster, good luck with your Ohio trivia. It will not be Alberta trivia.
Going down I-75 towards Cincinnati.
All right, Jared, question one for you is this. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located closest to Sand Valley Golf Resorts? Where our buddy Trey Wingo was poo-pooing my story about Jordan Love from his golf trip with his buddies. Okay, which of these closest to Sand Valley Golf Resort? Is it Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin Dells, or Wisconsin Fjord? Good one, Jesse.
I'm going to go Wisconsin Rapids on this one.
Yes,
yes
sir.
Yes, you are. Well
yes,
done.
Yes, sir.
All right, Klinkster, question one for you in Ohio geography Friday. Which of these Ohio cities is located farthest north? Farthest north, like Canada's north. Is it Cleveland, Cincinnati, or Milwaukee 2.0?
It's Cleveland.
It is Cleveland. Nice. Not bad for a Canadian. All right, question two. Jared. Latitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest north? Wow, it's almost as if he knew that Klinkster was going to be the guy today. A lot of north talk. Which of these Wisconsin cities is farthest north? Is it Suamico, Shawano, or DeSoto?
The last one, Suamoco? Yeah, the third one.
DeSoto? I don't know where DeSoto is.
Wait, apparently, wait a minute.
But
he's saying Suamoco.
Okay.
He's guessing Suamoco.
Let's try again. Your three choices. A, Suamoco. B, Shawano. C, DeSoto.
A, Flamico.
The good news is, whether you had said Suamico or DeSoto, you'd have been wrong.
Where is DeSoto? Shawano's up by Wausau on the way to Wausau on Highway 29. Where is DeSoto?
DeSoto is actually kind of southwestern Wisconsin. It's kind of down in the southwestern.
Oh, the Driftless Glen area.
The Driftless corridor. I think that's
Driftless Glen.
And Suamico, of course, adjacent to Howard. Up here in Green Bay, Suamico, where my favorite.
I'd like to, by the way, state I'm pretty sure that's where DeSoto is. I looked at it yesterday when I was supposed to send this over, so I don't remember off the top of my head.
Great,
pretty sure.
Well, luckily the Clinkster loves you. All right, here you go, Clinkster. Question two for you: which of these states does not directly border Ohio? Does not directly border Ohio? Is it Tennessee, West Virginia, or Kentucky?
Tennessee.
Nicely done.
Just wait a second. Ohio borders West Virginia?
Yeah, like a lot.
Is that right? Oh, you know that's a state I got to get to. I'm going to go check that little old White House. The underground tunnels.
The Ohio River.
Greenbrier.
Yes, can't wait. All right, Jared, let's bounce back and get question three here. Which Wisconsin city hosted the first WIAA-sanctioned state lacrosse championships over the weekend? Was that competed at Sun Prairie, Stevens Point, or La Crosse?
Being in Madison, I'm going to go with the fellow Dane County City, Sun Prairie.
Well, that was a good decision by you. I didn't know that. I missed that part of the story.
I want revenue coming into Sun Prairie. It's good for everybody. But why would the lacrosse championships not be in lacrosse?
Because the track championships are in lacrosse.
That doesn't matter.
Lacrosse championships, yeah, it's great that they're at Sun Prairie.
You got a city named Lacrosse. You got to play the lacrosse championships in lacrosse.
Okay. Well, you guys.
I mean,
two proud denizens of Sun Prairie pushing an event out of town. I don't know. How did they pick Sun Prairie? Is that a hotbed for lacrosse?
No, new football stadium. That's been there a couple of years.
It's not even that
now.
New. Yeah, it's 5 years old.
Beautiful, though. Yeah. Beautiful football
stadium. But it's not a lacrosse stadium per se.
It was last weekend.
I guess you have to play lacrosse on turf, is what I was told.
Oh,
can't
really?
Play it on grass. Which
didn't know that.
Sounds
All right, Clinkster.
It's the opposite of what NFL players want.
Right. So David Bakhtiari's lacrosse career is over before it starts. Question three, Clinkster, is this. What is the name of the city that is home to Ohio University? Home of Ohio University. Ask Rob Domofsky and Peter King.
The Bobcats.
That is.
Bobcats.
That's not the name of the town.
Let's give him the point. It is the Bobcats.
I mean, he's ineligible anyway. Sure, give him.
So
an
what
entry.
Does it matter? Give him 10 entries that he can't use. Is it Oxford, Athens, or Oberlin?
Athens.
Tough question.
Oh, that's a real shame you're ineligible. That's a real shame.
Athens?
Yeah.
That's a perfect day. Am I correct in saying that was a perfect day?
No. We had that whole DeSoto, Suamico, Shawano setback. But otherwise,
Clinkster, what's going on, man? You old Canuckers, you guys can't get a championship again? All this talk in Edmonton battling, we can't get a chip.
Apparently
we have to. Hockey. You always want more hockey talk, Clinkster.
Yeah, it's true, I do. I just don't like it when we compare Canadian franchises to American franchises. It's all a big melting pot with European players now, so the whole Canada versus U.S. thing, you know, it kind of riles me up. So let's talk about something else.
Fair enough. Clinkster, if you went to a restaurant at 8:52
Canadian time.
Whoa, Nelly!
So wait, so
I would just like to point out something quick. I did not use the resource of my 565 LX partner Geriot, who is from Ohio.
It's true.
In answering any of the questions.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been good. A little and talk a text
despite
line.
Despite all the DMs I've been getting from here for the past 10 minutes, I haven't looked at any of them. So
not only that, and without his help, you went up 3-0, just like the Florida Panthers have done on the Edmonton Oilers in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Wow.
I just wanted to get some more hockey talk.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Clinkster. We appreciate you. And Jared, you still got two of the possible three questions right, three of the possible four entries. And the good news for you is you played against a guy who doesn't count. I mean, he matters, but he doesn't count. So you've got a better chance to win. So congratulations to you as well, buddy. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, guys. So happy to be on. Won't be the last time. And big, I love you guys here.
I love you guys.
I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah, Jared's on it today. You can tell he's going to enjoy himself a Friday.
Yeah.
He's enjoying himself a Friday.
He may enjoy himself a Friday by having, well, I was going to say by going to Fortria, but instead, why don't we say he could just have a Coors Light?
Yeah, he can have a Coors Light. I'm going to have a Coors Light later this afternoon, brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged. So it's made to chill, and you know those mountains on Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans, they will be blue, because that means it is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
The 10 o'clock hour isn't done yet. Got one more segment. We'll get to it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio. Be with you.
Thanks to Jared and the Clinkster for playing some trivia with us. We're hoping we can connect, if he didn't run into travel delays, with our friend James Jones, who I will not call Romeo Dobbs, but I do want to ask him if he appreciates that comp, because I believe James Jones is one of the most underrated, terrific wide receivers in Packers history. We'll see if we're able to connect with him. He was flying to Los Angeles this morning. Tausch, I want to put
some interesting things to tell Randall Cobb, too. I don't know if you saw that Randall Cobb was on, I think, Bussin' with the Boys. And Randall Cobb was having discussions with James Jones about how he ended up with all boys. It's an interesting little tidbit that I sent over to you.
I did not see that.
I think you did. I just don't think you want to talk.
I would like to put a bow on the Jordan Love conversation and simply ask you this. Do you think what happened yesterday with Trevor Lawrence means that we're going to get a Jordan Love deal sooner rather than later? Do you think it means that it may take longer? Or do you think it has no effect whatsoever?
I think it's still going to be done before July 22nd.
But not necessarily before the end of next week.
Well, I don't think so. I think the Trevor Lawrence piece to this, if in fact they were negotiating on the Jared Goff deal prior, they now are going to be negotiating off of the Trevor Lawrence deal. And I always kind of felt like Jordan's team was going to push to be the highest paid, and I know Packer fans are like, you can find ways.
Uh-huh.
But again, structure is what's going to matter in this whole deal. All of the other stuff is cute and nice. He's going to make a ton of money. He should. That's how the NFL works. But I don't think this is going to go past July 22nd. And I'll be shocked if the APY, average per year, is not going to be higher than what Trevor Lawrence's was. I think most people view Jordan Love as a better prospect moving forward, which is a testament and kudos to Jordan that is the case, and he should be paid that way.
Well, if he doesn't, he can always make up for a little bit of that with a 60-day stay at Fortria.
Wow, Fortria's got – I still was amazed at some of these studies that they have. All kinds of different studies if you're looking for a little extra cash. But Fortria, healthy males – age 18 to 55, BMI of 18 to 30, study one stay, 6 nights, 9 follow-ups. You can make $10,570 for your time and participation. But I have to go back to this study. This is another beauty. Healthy men, ages 18 to 60, body mass index of 18 to 32, and study with one stay of 36 all the way up to 61 nights. You can make $17,773 all the way to $27,248 for your time and participation. That's a lot of money. ForTriaClinicalTrials.com. That's ForTria, ForTrea, clinicaltrials.com.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.